ันบวกไปเยอะแทนที่จะปวดแทนที่จะเดี๋ยวย้ายประกาศให้รู
your life with power and authority. I believe your life will never be the same, and the grace of God will do great things in your life. It is time for pure word and for pure prayers. I'm telling you this morning. Open your mouth and give thanks to God for all the things He has done for us. Praise to God. Open your mouth. Before I preach the word of God, I want you to open your mouth and give thanks to God. Before I preach the word of God, I want you to open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, for this morning. Father, we give you praise for all the great things you've done for us, O Lord. Somebody shout a big amen. Somebody shout a big amen. God bless you for joining online. And if you are here, it is not because of it's not a mistake to be here. God in His own grace brought you here. Amen. God bless you for coming here. We are about to move into prayer and move into the word and move into the grace of God. And I believe your life will never be the same. In Jesus' holy, mighty name, somebody shout amen. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We thank God for His mercies. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For some time now, I'm having punctual members who come here to listen to pure word. And I thank God for that. I'm having punctual members who come here to listen to. So even when I'm preaching, they are still here taking their prophecy through the words of God coming out of my lips. That is very powerful and that is very encouraging. Keep it up, because I always tell you that the moving of the giftings of the Spirit, it comes only by the will of God. But to preach the word of God, preaching the word of God, it's compulsory. Whether the word like it or not, it will come. But manifesting the giftings of the Spirit, it is not every day God wanted that way. There are times God wanted to speak pure word, bless people and leave. And there are times too God will move into dynamics to deliver certain people from certain errors. And I thank God for that in Jesus' name. Clap your hands for yourself. You are doing well for God. Clap your hands for yourself. Clap your hands for yourself. Clap your hands for yourself. You are doing well for that. I love Christians who stay close to the word. I love Christians who stay because the Bible says, and the word became flesh. The Bible didn't say, and so you understand that everything that will manifest in your life is the word. Without the word, nothing will manifest in your life. And it's a good thing you are doing. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word is already anointed. Give me the precision of speech. Empower me to declare the immutability of your counsel. Let your people go free. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the pouring of your glory. In Jesus' name. First Samuel chapter 10 verse 6. Somebody can put it here for me. First Samuel chapter 10 verse 6. Somebody can put it here. If you have it here, you can put it here for me as I look on it and I preach to somebody here. First Samuel chapter 10 verse number 6. Something is going to happen. Kadabashaya. At that time, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into another man. Somebody shout another man. Very good. Thank you, Dove. Thank you, Dove. Okay. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them. And be turned into another man. Somebody shout another man. As a matter of fact, we are in a season God is turning people into another man. As a matter of fact, I believe that the one of the greatest prophetic word in this season is that God is changing people into another man. Because ladies and gentlemen, if God does not change you into another man, people will doubt your God, and people will even say, where is your God? So God is specialized in turning people from just ordinary into the place of extraordinary. God is in the season of turning people from nobody into somebody. And the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them, and you shall turn into another man. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that initially Saul was a looker of donkey. We all know that initially Saul was a chaser of donkey. We all know that initially Saul was just an ordinary man. But the Bible said after the encounter of Saul and Samuel, something happened. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that it is not every encounter that brings glory to men. There are certain encounters when you encounter, there is a change in your life and there is a change in your situation. And ladies and gentlemen, I have also recognized something very important here. When Saul met Samuel, that was where the change and the turning point began from. It is my prayer for you in the name of the Lord. May God cause great people, and may you meet great people in the name of the Lord. May you meet people that has the tenacity to change your story. May you meet people that carries the power to turn your life around. Because there are certain people, when you meet them, nothing happens. And there are certain people, when you meet them, there is a change in your destiny. When Saul met Samuel, that was where the change began from. When Saul met Samuel, that was where the glory was coming from. When Saul met Samuel, that was where there was a paradigm shift. The Bible said when Mary Magdalene met Jesus, even in the act of prostitution, when she met Jesus, that was the turning point of her life. So there are certain people, when you meet them, God in his own wisdom turns your life around. I pray for somebody in the name of the Lord. May Jesus turn your life around. May the Heavenly Father turn your life around. May the grace of God turn your life around. The Bible said, Kalabondosha, Ilemondoboshaya, and Saul met Samuel. And Samuel told him, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully on you, and you shall prophesy with them. I love the word with them. It means that there are times in the life of a man, God will give certain people grace to prophesy with them. It also means that the God that lifted them, that same God can lift you. It also means that there is a God in heaven. He can give you a particular oil and you'll be part of them. From today, when they are driving their Range Rover, you shall be part of them. From today, when they are counting their houses, you shall be part of them. It also means that God is moving Saul from the place of ordinary to the place of extraordinary. And you shall prophesy with them. You will meet a bunch of prophets. You will meet a group of prophets. Even as they are prophesying, Saul, you shall prophesy. You shall prophesy with them in the name of the Lord. I declare, you shall prophesy with them. You shall travel with them. You shall marry with them. Because there are certain people, they believe certain things are for them only. There are certain people, they believe that there are certain height nobody would ever climb. There are certain people, when they see you coming, they are very fearful. There are certain people, when they see you coming, they are very, very uncomfortable. But God said, in this season, you shall prophesy with them. When they are in their first class and they are going to America, you shall prophesy with them. When they are in their wedding gowns, I decree in the name of the Lord, you shall prophesy with them. When they are in their heavy cars and they are going, you shall prophesy with them. God is not the God who loves one and does not love one. He loves us all. And for that reason, I am here to declare to you, you shall prophesy. You shall prophesy with them. You telling yourself, man of God, because ladies and gentlemen, when you trace the background of Saul, Saul was a Benjamite. And the Benjamites, they were very small in Israel. And the Benjamites, they were not part of the prophets. Because understand that the prophets came from the Levite. So if you are a Benjamite, you cannot join the Levite to prophesy. But in the days of Saul, there was a paradigm shift. In the days of Saul, there was a paradigm turnaround. And the Bible said, and the Benjamites also joined the Levite. And they prophesied, and the Bible recorded it became a proverb. It became something that was a traditional saying. It becomes a proverb. It means that what does not happen has happened. It means that what could never happen has happened. Ladies and gentlemen, in this season we are in, the Lord said, we will prophesy with them. What shouldn't happen will happen. You will be sitting beside Obama in first or Shatter. You will be in the Washaka Takaba. You might not believe, because with men these things are impossible, but with God all things are. You shall prophesy with them. I declare, you shall prophesy. You shall prophesy with them. You shall prophesy. When they are driving their car this year, I will drive with them. Oh, Balashandaya. Elika Balagada. You shall prophesy with them. You shall prophesy with them. I declare upon certain people right now, you shall prophesy. You don't understand what I'm saying. There are people here, this is the greater prophecy of all time. Because maybe you are listening to me. Do you know that in every family, there are people who are blessed and there are people who are not blessed. But the Lord said in this season, you shall prophesy with them. I granted that. Saul was a Benjamin. And in the land of Israel, if you are a Benjamin, you are not supposed to prophesy. But the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully. It was an agenda word. The Spirit of God came powerfully. It means that the Spirit of God does come on men, but unto Saul, it came upon him powerfully. Why? Because if the Spirit of God comes upon him, he might not do certain things and break certain limits and break certain protocol. So God said, because you are Saul and you are coming from the tribe of the Benjamin, for that reason, there are certain things you can't break if the Spirit comes upon you. But unto Saul, it will come upon you powerfully. So that there are certain things you can break in the family. Ladies and gentlemen, in this season, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you powerfully. Oh, shatatataya. In this season, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you powerfully. Oh, yeah. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you greatly, and you shall prophesy with them. You shall prophesy. I love this one. You shall prophesy with them. So they are not only going to be the only prophet in town. Oh God of heaven, help me, Lord. Help me here. Help me here. She will prophesy with them. So that is the reason why there are some of the prophets, not all of them, some of them in Africa and in the world, when they see a young prophet rising, and they will tell themselves, who are you? You are a small boy. They like using the word small boy because they believe and they understand that in their own mind of understanding, you shouldn't prophesy. But God said, and so, let them go back and read the scripture. Let the prophets go back and read this message. Let them go back and understand that in the workings of God, you can prophesy with them. Oh, Mahatatatatabo Sheteya. Let them go back and read it carefully and understand that in the workings of God, you can also prophesy with them. May it become a prophecy over your head. May it become a prophecy over your soul. You shall prophesy with them. You shall go to Dubai with them. You shall go to America with them. You shall marry with them. You shall become a billionaire with them. In the name of the Lord. And you know something? Because the Spirit will come upon you powerfully, your prophecy will become a proverb. Because the Bible said, and the prophecy of Saul became a proverb. And up to now, it is recorded that is Saul also among of the prophet? It is in the Bible, go read it. Is Saul, they said, is Saul also among of the prophet? Because it became a proverb. So it means that they were, we have prophets though, they are in the office of the prophetic, but when God wants to do certain things in certain seasons, he will lift up people from nowhere, and the Spirit of God will come upon them powerfully, and as they prophesy, their prophecy becomes a proverb. I pray for you, your prophecy, your destiny, and your own testimony will become a proverb. Although there are rich people in your family, although there are great people in your family, although people have traveled already, but in the name of the Lord, your own traveling will become a proverb. Your own marriage will become a proverb. Your own testimony will become a proverb, because there is a God in heaven. He never sleeps nor slumber. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I am the God of the impossible. I am the God that turns the crying of men into glory. In the day that God brought the captives of Zion, they were like them that dream. Their heart was filled with laughter, and their tongue was filled with joy. I am here in the volumes of the prophet to declare to somebody, your own will become a proverb. Somebody shout, I receive it, 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 I receive it. Your own will become a proverb. And they said, is Saul also among? Because it was a mystery. Is Saul also among of the prophet? How possible? Because we know that he's just an ordinary man. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He became an extraordinary man. From today, God will turn you from ordinary to extraordinary. God will turn you from a nobody to a somebody. God will turn your nothing into a millions. In the name of the Lord, is Saul also among of the prophet? Enti Saul also. That is the word enti Saul enso. If I tell me no ya santini me no ye niba. So we can't say nenso enti Saul enso. Shall I say they least expected something from him? They didn't even knew that Saul too can become a prophet, and he prophesied. And that if you didn't listen to anything, when you are going, you will tell yourself, "I will prophesy with them." You will tell yourself, "I will prophesy." When you're going, you make a step and you tell your soul, "I will prophesy with them. I don't care of my past. I don't care where I am coming from. I don't care my negativity. I don't care my weakness. I will prophesy with them. I will declare with them. I will speak with them. I will make a word with them, because greater is in you than he that is in the world. I will prophesy with them, because if God says yes, no man can say no. I will prophesy with them, because the Lord is a shield around me, and my buckler and my shield. Whom shall I be afraid? I will prophesy with them. My enemies rejoice over me, for when I fall, I shall rise up again. I will prophesy with them, for the earth is of the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwells in. He has founded it upon the sea, and established it upon the waters. Who can ascend into the hills of the Lord, except of he who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who hath no soul to vanity, nor swear deceitfully? He shall receive vindication from the Lord, and power from the Almighty. Be he lifted up, he gate, for the King of glory comes in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty in battle. I prophesy over somebody right now. May the Lord turn your life around. May the Lord turn your story around, and you shall prophesy with them. You shall prophesy with them, and you will turn into another man. We serve a God. He carries the grace to turn people from nothing into something. And if you are listening to me right now, the Lord has a place for you in this life. And don't be shaken. Don't be moved by the things that goes in and out of you. The Lord is able to turn the lives of men around. And God will surely turn you, your life around. And it's going to be a history and a proverb in your generation that you too, you prophesy with them. There is a God in our continent tomorrow. It's a serious big story which I can't complete them now. But I have hope in the Lord that the Lord will turn your life around, and also you will prophesy. When you are going today, you'll be just speaking, "I will prophesy with them. I will prophesy with them." And indeed, you are going to prophesy with them. You will understand that even as you declare, "I will prophesy," it means that you're going to drive the same Range Rover they are driving. And importantly, your Range Rover will become a proverb. I believe you understand the message right now. "I will prophesy with them. I will prophesy with them. I will speak with them. I will see with them." That is the word of God. You look at them with your marriage, you say, "I will prophesy with them. I will prophesy. Nesika dobro ekoski bi atos. Enina lua shampalie. Kontoli balashaya. I will prophesy with them." You go, you look at them, don't be worried. Don't cry over anything. You look in them and say, "I will prophesy with them." Don't cry. When you see them, you watch them, you say, "I will prophesy with them." Last seven years, when I was in the Bible school, 7 years, I was very young then. When after finished preaching, you know what happens? The men of God, they will try to pick my book and try to copy what I have preached. They believe that I was preaching through from the book. So after one day, they took my book and they opened it to copy and write it. They look into the book and they saw nothing. They they call me Archbishop. Archbishop, so which place were you preaching from? And I lifted up my eyes and I told them, the Spirit of God will come powerfully upon you also, and you'll prophesy with me. The word we preach and the word we teach, they are not from men. They are from God. I will prophesy with them. One day after I finished preaching, I was going to Bible school. I was not having even a coin. So I walked from home to school. And that day I was supposed to preach. And you know something? After I finished preaching, they didn't know I was not having money. Everybody emptied their pocket. Nobody took even one CD home. They gave all their money to me. When I checked, I was over 300. And I said, when I was going, the one who was not having even one peswa is going home with a lot of money. I will prophesy with them. Ladies and gentlemen, when I was about to complete the Bible school, a certain pastor look in my eyes, man of God, the Lord said, I should buy your coat for you, suit for you. I said, are you sure? So I didn't buy the pastors there because they wanted to swim into the grace of God upon my life. And do you know something funny? I was the youngest boy among them all. They were older, some of them have completed their master, their degree, and I was the smallest boy. And I told them that it is not the degree, something will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them. And I pray for somebody in the name of the Lord Jesus, you also shall prophesy with them. We say these things not to let you know we are powerful. We say these things for you to know God is merciful. So if God has done for somebody, he can do for you too. That is why we give testimonies that God has done for us. We don't give testimonies for you to know we are powerful. We give testimonies for you to know God is merciful. Who am I if not the grace of God? Who am I if not the Spirit and the power of God? I am weak. I am a weaker vessel. It is the Lord that hold me and mold me and shape me into destiny. That is the God I am talking about. May the Lord empower somebody. And may the Lord glorify somebody. May the Lord double your steps. And may the Lord cause you to become a blessing among people. May you become the head and not the tail. When family members are gathering and they are saying there is no hope in you, before they realize, you are prophesying with them. When friends gathered and said, where is this boy? Where is this girl? The Lord will surely show you the way of life. I decree that you will live long also. You will not die premature. That in the name of the Lord, if people try to take your life from you premature, they will fall and you are going to rise. If people try to take your life from your hand premature, they will not see the light again. You are going to be protected. You are secure. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of the Lord. And even there is somebody who are listening to me right now. You got a dream and you were speaking to a dead person. And the Lord said, from today, whatever dead they were bringing to your doorpost, it is arrested. You got a dream. And in the dream, you were speaking to people. And the Lord said, in the name of the Lord, whatever dead they were bringing to your doorpost is arrested. If you are listening to me, I always say something here. That if you can't preach, you can share. And if you can't preach, you can follow. So ladies and gentlemen, if you are here, it's your first time, you can follow us. You are not following us to help the prophet. You are following us to receive notification if only you want our ministry. So you can join us to hear the word of God. Because whilst we are here, we are preparing people to meet Christ. That is why we are here. And also you can share. As people join it, you're going to be a blessing to their lives as well. This is called the grace of the Lord. So there is somebody, as I was talking to you, got a dream. You can lift up your hands and say, Papa, it's me, and I'll pray for you. You can say, it's me, I pray for you. You got a dream and you were talking to a dead person. And the Lord said, the enemy wants to bring death at your doorpost. But right now, that power, that demon, that spirit is broken from your life in the name of the resurrected Jesus. You are free by the spirit of the living God. Alo sakum ala subaritaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tess, I'm praying for you. Tess, are you married? Tess, are you married? I'm seeing something. Answer me. I'll pray for you. Tess, are you married? God, you are not married. Okay, Tess, I am praying for you. The Lord said that that door will be opening for you, because what I saw, I thought that you were married anyway. I saw twins. I saw twins beside you. So I thought that you were looking for a baby. And the Lord said, if she's not married, then I will bless her and I will open that door of marriage for her. And the Lord said, the reason why she's opening for you today is that if he doesn't, there are a lot of powers and demons that will try to block you from marrying. But there are a lot of things God will do for you too. I saw opening doors. I saw glorious doors opening for you. But this thing I saw, the Lord said, pray for her. I saw you on a bed. And I saw they cutting you with knife. And the Lord said, even as they are cutting her with knife, there is a serious operation ahead of you. There is a serious operation ahead of you. And they are going to cut your stomach open. And they will take something from your stomach. The Lord said, I have to pray for you. And even as you are listening to me right now, any sharp pains you're going to feel on your stomach, under your belly, on your stomach, that sharp pain you're going to feel, that will cause certain things to appear in your life. By the Spirit of God and by the power of God, it is canceled. Your life is redeemed from the plots and the plans of the enemy. Your life is secured from the arrows of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall prophesy with them. Receive it now by the Spirit of God. Receive it now. I declare that you are free. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Dove, I pray for you. Dove, I pray for you. Dove, I pray for you right now in the name of the Lord. I ask that in the name of Jesus, any plot of the enemy against your leg is going to happen. I saw you in a high hill, ready to enter your church. And even as you were entering, I saw you slip and your leg break right before the church. And I saw in the spirit, I look into the church. I don't want to create confusion. I saw people, some people, they were happy with what has happened to you. Dav, I saw you wearing a high heel. I know you are very strategic in working in that. But what I'm seeing right now, I saw you in a high heel entering your church. And I saw you slip. And I saw your leg break. And I saw certain people in the church. And I saw them, they were happy with what has happened to you. The Lord said, there is something going on spiritually against you. And most importantly, it's against your legs. Because as your leg broke, I saw you lying there for a time, and your leg was bandaged. And the Lord said, there is an attack against your leg, you. There is attack. Why? Because I saw a door open, and I saw you entering that door. And spiritually, I saw that they say, we will not allow her, we will delay the timing, we will delay the aeroplane, we will delay everything by causing this particular problem to appear in her life. And the Lord said, whatever they are doing, it won't work. Because from today, that door is opening. That door is opening. I saw an angel give you an American flag. I saw an angel that gave you an American flag. And the angel said, your prayers are answered. Your prayers are answered. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The angel said, your prayers are answered. May the hand of God come powerfully on you, and all these things shall come to pass in the name of the Lord. But whatever will cause your leg to break, anything they have done just in front of the church. One of the reasons why you know that indeed what you are saying, I think it is this month, you nearly fell. If you could remember. But the Lord said, you nearly fell. And you got your grounding again. My Lord said, whatever they have planned and they are trying to do, it is reverse. You nearly fell. But it is reverse back to sender. You are free and delivered. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Rainy Simmons, I pray for you. Rainy Simmons, the Lord is with you. You, the Lord said that he will do something for you. If you don't know, I saw a white person beside you. And I saw the white person talking to you. And the words was good. The words was okay. And the Lord said, in this season, there is going to be a helper God will release in your life. Please, after the prophecy, do well and pray about your prophecies. And if you are here, I would like you to follow us. Following will not take anything from you. If you follow a Christian preacher, what will it take from you? There are people, if they go to Facebook and they see a Christian singer singing, they can't even share. They see a pastor saying something very wise. On Facebook, they won't share. They will see something funny. Lorraine following somebody and they follow a Christian. I don't know what is wrong with us. I don't know. I'm not saying don't share Lorraine videos. It is okay to share. But you can't tell me you have the grace to share a funny video. And you don't have the grace to share a video that will bless people. That is what I'm saying. It's okay to share your comedies, and it is okay. But I'm saying you can't tell me you will share comedy and you see a pastor preaching and you pass. There is something wrong with that. So let me pray for you in the name of the Lord. The Lord is with us. Listen to me. If you are in Ghana, listen to me. On Friday, it won't rain. It will be like it is as a exorbitant. Some kind of prophecy. It is drilling, something like that. On Friday in the morning, listen to me. As in so petty, kakra. Everywhere you are and you will see this thing. Do well, cover your head, and if you can even drizzle, and if you can't even cover, go and stand in the rain for 1 minute, and tell God whatever you need. Because I saw on Friday an angel in the sky, and I saw it drizzling. And the Lord said, there is going to be a shift in the lives of people who have eyes to see. But I saw it Friday. So on Friday morning, in the morning, when you see it drizzling at anywhere you are, go stand in the water and receive it for 1 minute. Ask, tell God whatever you need. I tell you, after this direction, I'm in Wednesday. I have not seen anything Thursday. I have not seen anything Friday. But God is telling us something Friday. I can't go into Friday and see something. This God. When you see that, go do that. The Lord will show himself strong in our lives. And even as you stand, these things, when I say them, I don't know if faculty, if you are online, I want people to give testimonies. I don't know. I was giving a prophecy to somebody at tech, and the Lord told the person that this and this will happen. I don't know if faculty is not here. Nobody is here to give testimony to what I'm saying. So let me. Have a lot of testimonies on this. Yeah, because the Lord is doing something new in this generation, and whatever God says is true. That is it. So when you see it drizzling, on Friday morning, go stand in the drizzling and receive and tell God just 1 minute, something will change in your destiny. There is going to be a paradigm shift over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The great missionary, I saw a lady, the name was Amma, and the lady was just beside you. And I saw the lady giving you an apple, and I saw an angel block the lady. I saw a lady beside you. The name of the lady is Amma. And I saw the lady giving you an apple, and an angel blocked the lady. It's a prophetic proverb. Put it into consideration. The angel blocked the lady. Put it into consideration. I saw a lady beside you, Amma, and I saw the lady giving you something, and the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord, do you know what the angel did? The angel blocked the lady. The angel blocked the lady. So be very careful. Be very careful in Jesus' name. There is somebody here, the Lord said they want to let you go mad. Great missionary, put your hand on your head. Let me pray for you and let me come to somebody. I have seen some, I saw it sharp. And I don't know if it is, but let me pray for you. Great missionary, any mental attack against you, may it be reversed. Back to sender. Any mental attack against you, may it be reversed back to sender. But if you are here also, and the enemy is planning a mental attack for you, I declare in the name of the Lord, may it be reversed. I saw spiritually a mental attack. But whilst I was ending the great missionary prophecy, I saw it. So, in the name of the Lord, if you are here and the enemy wants to attack you mentally, may it be reversed. May it be reversed. I declare, may you receive sound mind. May you receive sound mind. I prophesy over somebody. May you receive sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Whilst you are here, I want you to keep sharing and also keep following. It's a blessing to follow and a blessing to share, and your life will never be the same. Wallace, I pray for you. The Lord said that you will not cry. Wallace, the Lord said, you will not cry. You will not cry. I will prophesy with them. Like Mike Eagle. I will prophesy with them. You will prophesy with them in Jesus' name. When you are going today, you tell, I will prophesy with them. I will prophesy. It's a great message. It's a great message. There is a guy, a pastor guy, and we say these things to let people know that God is still working in our generation. He comes to my program, and after he comes to my program, he will tell me that I am coming to pick message, and I go. So I'll go to his church and the same message, and I'll tell him, you have done well. It is good to applaud God for what he does in your brother's life. Do you know, in this generation, we can't do that too. We can't do that in this generation. We are too arrogant to the standard. Telling people that you copy something from them and it's a great thing, they should continue. We can't do that. We can't do that. Iron sharpened iron. Me, if I listen to each dude and I get message, I will preach the same thing to you. If I listen to Darkhand, if I listen to Ego Prophet, if I listen to Akwasiyewa, whoever I listen to, I will receive the same word into my spirit, and I'll give it, if it is only, you know, good for your consumption, I will give it to you. There is nothing wrong with that. That is why the Bible is not hidden. The Bible is revealed. You can see the Bible. Everybody can see the Bible. Why? Because God is a revealed God, not a hidden God. Okay? I'll come there another time. That is a whole message for another people. Yeah, let me say for everybody. Yeah. God loves everybody. Yeah. I want to encourage everybody. Renny Simmons, I think yesterday, he wrote a long message and he sent them to me. Hey, Renny Simmons, this long message, I encourage you. You have done well. The message was very powerful. And I told her, do this, do that, do this. And she is still working on it. So tomorrow, if you see Renny Simmons preaching, you understand that she has gone through the process of time. And she has humbled herself to be trained. That is why she is doing well. That is God for you. There is a guy, a certain guy, he always wants to post messages and he called, Papa, I want to summarize things like you summarize things. And I say, you want to do that? It's not man, it is God, it is divine, it is a gift. I'll pray for you also. When you see something that people are doing and it's saying, go to them. Because I believe that if Renny Simmons want it to be so, he want, but on Timmy, so he has to write it long. And we are in a generation writing things long, they will not read all. We are in a fast generation. Fast. They want fast. Everything fast. Food fast. Everything fast. Hallelujah. So it is very true and it's very serious. So if you want, yes. China, in the corona, I heard China build a long story for I think 1 month. Long story, 1 month. People in, you know, people don't like stress in this generation. So little by little, as I train her, you'll be getting messages in a small way. My son faculty, you can, Papa, help me, I'll pray for him. There is nothing wrong with that. I'll also go to somebody, you pray for me. That is how it's supposed to be as Christians. Even the Bible said that in those days in the Bible, when you sin, tell your fellow Christian and he'll pray for you. But today, if you sin, you are going to tell a fellow Christian you are dead. If you sin, you are telling a fellow Christian, if you sin, put it on your own. Oh, fast shower, huh? Fast shower, huh? We want fast shower, huh? Now we'll catch that a fellow Christian. The whole world will hear. Otech, it's like you are Otech FM. Everybody will hear about it. Otech FM. So today, if you sin, don't tell any fellow Christian. No, pray to God. The reason why the apostle told us to tell our fellow Christians are that if you tell them, they will encourage you and they will pray with you and they will not even tell anybody. But today, things have changed. We have to come to the place where we love each other. We pray for each other. We also encourage each other. When your brother don't have money, give your brother money. Yeah, today, things have changed. But may God have mercy on us. Obed, how are you? Obed is a very humble boy. Obed, God bless you. Obed, my son, God bless you so much. You are blessed and lifted in Jesus' name. Yes. Let me prophesy to somebody. Can I prophesy to somebody right now? The God of possibilities, Kadabo Shaya. Alagada, lagada, gada, gada. Kadura bo shekite kaba. Kora supeledis kapando shaya. God of possibilities. Kobara sibereus kibahato shabandara kaba. Kabara bara ba yedere beski bidi biyoto shaya. Yibanda bala ba zekite kete kaba. Amina, I pray for you. I'm seeing spiritually I'm seeing yam. I'm seeing you eating yam. I'm seeing you eating yam with onion, like the onion stew. And I saw spiritually that it choked you. It choked you. And the Lord said, I have to pray for you. There is a yam, a pending demonic yam you are going to have. Are you home? Are you in your home? Are you home? Are you in Kumasi or you are in Accra? There is a pending demonic yam. If we are giving prophecy like this to some people, but to the one we are prophesying to is heavy. I have to pray for you. I have to pray for you. Okay. I am seeing a pending demonic yam. I don't know if it is there or you are going to buy it today. It is in between. Whether it is there or you're going to buy it today. If I don't pray for you, I saw you there. And I saw spiritually a yam has been given to you. And as you ate it, I saw spiritually that it choked you. You were not able to breathe again. And were lying down prostrate. The Lord has something for you. But demonically, the enemy wants to bring you down. But right now, I pray for you. If it is not there today, don't buy yam to cook. That is what I want to say. If the yam is not there as I'm talking to you, if you can call in, call in. If you are at a very good environment, now I'm giving a word to you. You can call in as I talk to you. Answer me directly. Because sometimes when you are typing, it delays things. Right? So, I pray for you in Jesus' name. Any demonic plans and plot of the enemy, may it be reverse back to sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Be free. Be free. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, here we go. In the name of Jesus, Stella Bedu, you will not cry. 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 In the name of Jesus, I declare upon you, anything that will cause you to cry, may it be reversed. May it be broken. May it be destroyed. Anything ahead of you in time, any darkness ahead of you in time, by the Spirit of God, Stella Bedu, I reverse it from your life. I bound it from your destiny. You will not cry. You will not cry. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the God of possibilities, I am praying for you. God of possibilities, I am praying for you. God of possibilities, I am praying for you. The God of possibilities, I am praying for you. I release prayer over your head. I release prayer over your spirit. I release prayer over your life. Any plot of the enemy against your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, may it be reversed. May it be broken. May it be destroyed. May it be destroyed. In the name of the Lord, I saw demonically withholding clutches. And the Lord said, it is not of his will. I saw you withholding clutches. And I pray for you right now. Any demonic attack against you, may it be reversed. May it be reversed. May it be reversed. In the name of Jesus, I saw you in the hospital, and I saw a lady draw nigh to you, and I saw the lady was talking to you, and I saw you held the lady, and you moved together. I don't know whether you are in a relationship or you are in a marriage or whatever, but I saw somebody in the nursing field, and you were talking to the person, and it was all successful. The Lord said, there is something great God is going to do for you. I saw doors opening. I saw doors opening. I saw doors opening. And the Lord said, He is going to open doors uncountable for you. And every financial struggles you are going through today, it is canceled. It is canceled. It is canceled. And doors are opening for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I declare upon somebody right now, Boshaba Edu, I pray for you. I declare upon you, Boshaba Edu, that in the name of Jesus, I saw rashes. I saw rashes on one of your daughters. I saw rashes on one of your daughters. I saw rashes. And the Lord said, demonically, there is a rashes they want to put on one of your daughter. But in the name of Jesus, I reverse it. I reverse it. I reverse it. I saw rashes on one of your daughter. And the Lord said, demonically, any rashes they want to put on your daughter, I reverse it. 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 Must have do. Call me offline. Call me offline. I will show you something you have to do for your daughter to stop whatever the enemy wants to do in her life. I will show you something you will do for your daughter, and whatever the enemy wants to do will not stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. There is somebody, you are having a friend by the name called Kate. You are having a friend by the name called Kate. The person right now is very sick. The person right now, the person is having a strong stomach problem. A strong stomach. Right now, as I'm talking to you, the lady is very sick. The lady is very sick. The Lord said, call the lady right now and tell the lady to take a cup of water and drink. And that is all. To take a cup of water and drink. Tell the lady to take a cup of water and drink. The Lord said the lady is going to be free, and the plot and the plans of the enemy against her will never stand. Tell the lady to take a cup of water and drink. Tell the lady to take a cup of water and drink. Tell the lady to take a cup of water and drink. The Lord said the problem she is going through right now will not stay on her. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Right now, I am praying for somebody here. If you are believing God for marriage, may marital door be open for you right now. If you are believing God for marriage, may marital door be open for you right now. If you are believing God for marriage, may marital door be open for you right now. If you are believing God for financial door opening, may God open financial doors for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Eagle's daughter, are you here? Eagle's daughter, are you here? I am praying for you. I want you to buy just a coconut. I don't know if she is here. Buy a coconut. After you, or Derek, you are here, you can give the message to her. Eagle's daughter, hey, let me know if you are here. I will continue speaking to you. All right. I release prayer for everybody here. May the Lord, may the Lord, may the Lord, may the Lord, may the Lord do something strong for you. May the Lord turn your life around. Prophet Ray, Prophet Raymond, I am praying for you. Prophet Raymond, I am praying for you. Prophet Raymond, I am praying for you. The Lord said that I have to pray for you because I saw people dying. I am with you in Legon. I am with you in Legon campus, and I saw people dying. People dying in Legon campus. And the Lord said, in the name of Jesus, any attack coming against that school, I saw people be sleeping, and when I'm in Legon, all right. I saw people be sleeping, and when they sleep or die, oh, sorry, or that unsorry is going to be so strong in Legon campus. But right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare, may God, I declare an angel to take over that school. My God, I declare angels of the Lord to take over that school. To take over that school in the name of Jesus. Any plot of the enemy against the students there, I reverse it now in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not happen. I pray for our brothers over there. I pray for our sisters over there. May God take care of them. May God protect them in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in Kumasi, or if you are in Kumasi, or you are around Tech, ladies and gentlemen, today I am having a program at the Tech campus, the parade grounds. There are people here, maybe they are also more Tech, but they don't know I come there. So if you are here and you are in the Tech campus today, 6:30 at the parade grounds, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a strong prophetic impact there. I want you to come there and experience God in a different angle. Tell a friend to tell a friend, come there. If you are in command and you won't even come, a lot of people come outside from campus. So if you are in Kumasi and you want to be part of this program, come. Let us pray together and your life will never be the same in Jesus' name. Frida, I pray for you. My Frida, I will let you call me offline. My Frida, I will let you call, because I saw spiritually, I saw fibroid, I saw a woman holding fibroid, and the woman wanted to force the fibroid in your stomach. I saw the woman holding fibroid spiritually, and he wanted to force the fibroid in your stomach. The Lord said, it is not of his purpose. I have to pray for you. Yes. I have to pray for you. You are going to feel that one part of your stomach there, another portion is very hard. The Lord said it is demonic. I have to pray for you. So I will let you call me offline and I will pray for you. I will pray for you. What I'm seeing is serious. Call me offline. And I will talk to you and I'll pray for you and your life will never be the same. Tomorrow is 8 a.m. Ghana time. We are coming here live. Tomorrow, 8 a.m. Ghana time. 8 a.m. Ghana time, we are coming here. We are coming for full word, full prophetic, and the grace of God will be so strong to do great things for people. The number is 0546098190. That is it. Take it up. And I'm there to unfair. Na Ephraim, na Eradin, Fana Hordin, so Empeja Obia. I pray for everybody online. May the Lord, if I didn't call your name to prophesy to you, and you want me to talk to you, that is my number. Call me. Most are times the people they will talk offline are the most people that receive the greater portion. I'm telling you. So that is my number. Call me offline. Eagle's daughter, you are here. Let me give you a word before I forget. The Lord said, buy coconuts. After you buy the coconut, call me. The rest is uncoded. But just buy coconut, call me. The rest is uncoded. So that is my number. You call my number. And as you call me, if you want me to talk to you, there is something you want me to talk to you about, you can call my number. I will pray for you and I will direct you in the grace of God. And your life will never be the same. Okay, Dari. Okay, tell her to call me thereof. In Jesus' name, amen. So, if today you are in Kumasi, those in Atajoso, those around Tech, I want you to come to the program. Take my number if you want to come. Take my number as well. If you want to come to the program, take my number as well. 054609. Take my number as well. Take my number if you want to come to the program. It's a power pack program. You can pick it up. Take my number as well. Yes. You take it up. Come to the Royal. We are meeting today, tonight, 6:30 p.m. It's a program. Royal Parade Grounds, Royal Parade, the KNUST campus. You are warmly welcome. And if it's your first day for joining us, you are warmly welcome. We would encourage you to join us every day. But come early, because the hot ones are the word we preach. And we preach it around 8 a.m. coming. And the other ones are the bonus the Spirit of God wants to give to His people. So if you want to come and join us tomorrow in the morning, come early for pure word and for pure prophetic, and your life will never be the same. May God bless you all. Ewura Adjoa, Ewura Adjoa, Ewura Adjoa. Call me offline. I will talk to you. I said, put my number there, only my number there for them again. Put it, if you want to call me personally, there's a dream you don't understand. There is a relationship, things you don't understand. You don't know which man to choose. Call me and I'll put kind of knowledge in your brains. I will direct you in the word of God and your life will never be the same. God bless everybody. Yes, God bless all the people that make it possible for us to be here. God bless everybody. Yes, small girl, God bless you. Stella One, God bless you. My son, His Majesty, God bless you. Tracy, my daughter, you are blessed. Iceman, Papa. Yamishrao, Naminyo Kesia, Ewe Yesu Demo, Evalinyo Kesia, Ofon Fiadum Kwa Dumu Mami, Faculty, my son, you are blessed. J. Isaac, also you are blessed. Emina, my daughter, you are blessed in Jesus' precious name. God bless everybody here. Yes, yes, yes. Star. My daughter, Star, you are blessed. Amma, Hagan. Yes, my daughter, you are blessed. Dove, you are blessed. God bless everybody here. And God lift you all up in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Tomorrow, 8 a.m. Sharp. We are here for pure word. Come and encounter God, and your life will never be the same. If I couldn't call your name to prophesy, understand that God has touched you and your life will never be the same. God bless you. But tonight too, don't forget. Ike, Mike, Ingel, call me, okay? Ike, call me. Don't worry, we'll talk. I'll talk to you offline. So Ike, call me, okay? Very good. God bless you all. In Jesus' name I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. We meet again the same time tomorrow. Come with somebody and share the broadcast. Always follow us also. Follow to receive notifications when we come online. God bless you. Have a nice day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.